It's Friday 13th of March 2015. This is HPR episode 1725 entitled, 49, LibreOffice Calc, Creating a Template with Styles, and is part of the series, LibreOffice. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 14 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to zwilnik@zwilnik.com, or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is, we create template, recording billable time, using styles to illustrate the usage.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another in our exciting series on LibreOffice Calc, and probably the last one for a while because it's time to move on. But what I want to do is wrap this up by doing a little project to create a template and create styles that go into it. And what I want you to understand is that this is a demonstration, okay? So the last few tutorials, we've looked at techniques you need to master to use styles and templates effectively. But you need to put this into practice to really understand how this is going on. So I'm going to create a template that's going to incorporate a few styles and put the whole package together. For my example, I'm going to create something useful for a consultant who needs to keep track of time for billing customers. Now, I want to just emphasize this is an example. It's intended to be a way of demonstrating how we use all of these techniques to put together a nice little package. So it's not going to be the fanciest template ever created. But working through this, if you do, is going to give you a very good idea of how to do this so that when you need to create one for yourself, you've got something to go with. So the first step is always to create the template. This must be first because the template must contain the styles you create. I keep emphasizing that because it's tragic to have done a whole bunch of work and lose it. Now, if you started with styles, where would you put them? Now, you could just open a spreadsheet and do all your work and save it as a template when you're done. But I actually prefer to create the template first and edit it as I go. I'm less likely to make a mistake that way or lose my work. So I will open Calc to a blank spreadsheet, then go to File, Templates, Save as Template. In the window that opens, I click the Save button and then give it a name. I called mine Billable Time. Then I go to File, Templates, Manage, which opens the Template Manager. I select the Spreadsheets tab, then the Billable Time template, and click the Edit button. Now when I look up the title bar in Calc, I can see that I am in billabletime.ots, which is exactly what I want to see. Now anything I create is in my template. In creating my template, I will add contents to various cells and create styles as needed. But the first step is to check my page styles. As we discussed when looking at page styles and page settings, I have modified my default page style in a few ways from what you might see out of the box. My default style is set for landscape and has the grid and the column and row headers turned on by default, for instance. You can go back to our episode on page styles and page settings for a fuller discussion of all of this. I don't see any need to change that now, so I will leave that. Next, I will put in my headers and footers. I go to Edit, Headers and Footers, and I add a header in the center area that says Billable Hours by Month, and set it to Arial Bold 14 Point. For footer, I already have what I want from customizing my default page style. The left area contains the file and the path, the center the page count, and the right has the date. These are fields that pick up their values automatically, so I don't need to think about it, which is why I put them into my default page style. The thing to keep in mind about these header and footer areas is that they show up when the document is printed, but not when it is viewed on a screen. So don't forget to put some info on the spreadsheet body as needed. Now we need to start on the sheet itself. We want to have the appropriate text labels and such in the template, so that when we create a new spreadsheet from the template, it will already have the standard text in place, and we just need to fill in the data. So I will start by merging and centering cells A1 through E1, entering the text billable hours 4, and selecting the heading style for it. The heading style is to make it bold, italic, and 16 point. But I think I want to customize this just a little, so I click on the style, then right-click, select Modify, go to the Background tab, and give it a pale blue background. Note that this customization only applies to the heading style when it is used in this template and documents based on this template. If I open Calc at some other time and get the usual default page, this style will not have that background. Then I will go to row 2 and select cells B2 to E2 and type client. In this case, I want it to be a lower level heading, a heading 2. So I don't see one here. So I'll create one. Right click in the styles and formatting window, select new, and start filling it in. On the organizer tab, name it heading 2, link it to default, and place it in all styles. On the Numbers tab, format it as text. On the Font tab, set it to 14 point bold, and for background, I used yellow 4. Now in row 3, I want a third level header, so this will be called Heading 3. Format it as text, and the font to bold, italic, 12 point, and for a background, pale green. Then I use this for cells A3 through E3, and in cell A3, I type date. Then I type a number 1 in cell A4, and then fill to get numbers up through 31. This gives me a month worth of numbers on the sheet. When I create a document from this template, I will fill in the names of my clients in cells B1, C1, D1, and E1. And if you have more clients than that, extend your headers through additional columns. So, when I put in the names of my clients at the beginning of the month or as needed, I can then open my sheet every day to enter my billable hours. But of course, at the end of the month, I will want to total my hours and bill them. So I selected cell A36, applied heading 2, did the same for cell A38, and then in cell A40, I applied the style heading 3. Then, going back to cell A36, I entered total hours. In cell A38, I entered total billed. And in cell A40, I entered invoice number. Now, I go to cell B36 and put in the formula equals sum, open paren, B4, colon, B34, close paren. Now, right now, since there is not any data here, the cell will display 0, but as you add hours each day, the total will mount up. This is basically just adding up the total hours for this particular client for the month. Then I fill this formula by clicking and dragging through cells C36, D36, and E36, so I now have sums for all of those as well. Then in cell B38, I need to multiply the hours by the billing rate. So I'll enter the formula equals B36 star 50. Since I will assume my billing rate is $50 per hour, or dollars from me, maybe something different from you. And again, I will click and drag to fill across the other columns. Well, this covers just 1 month. But what if you want to cover an entire year? Simple. Just copy the sheet. Click on the tab on the bottom that says Sheet 1. Hold down the Control key to force a copy and drag to the right. you will now have a sheet that says sheet1_2. Repeat this 10 more times and you should have 12 sheets. At this point, I would go back and name each sheet as January, February, etc. To do this, you just right-click on the Sheet tab, choose Rename Sheet, and type in the month. And then, when you've done this for all 12 months, go back to the header on row 1 that currently reads Billable Hours 4, and fill in the month name there as well. If you followed my procedure and saved this as a template, and then opened the template for editing, all you need to do now is click the Save icon. If you want to double-check, look at the title bar up at the very top of the window. If it has the name of a template with the .ots extension, that is Oscar Tango Sierra, you are saving a template. If you don't see this, be careful, as you are in an ordinary document. In that case, go to File, Templates, Save as Template to make sure you save it properly. See our discussion above on how to do this. Now that you have the template, you can put it to use. In Calc, go to the File, New, Templates, select your template, and click Open. You will have an untitled document based on the template, but it is already set up with your headers, your formulas, and your labels. All you need to do is start adding data. Now, if you would like to take a look at a copy of this template, which I created as an exercise, there is a link in the show notes. You can download it from my website. And I would be happy for you to have a copy and use it, modify it, or just study it, as the case may be, because I think that's a very good way to get a handle on how this stuff works. So this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off, reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.